This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Two doctors from Massachusetts General Hospital are fighting the coronavirus in their own home. Dr. Nupur Rajay directs the Center for Multiple Myeloma at MGH. Dr. Jag Singh is a cardiologist. They're married to each other, and both have tested positive for the coronavirus. Nupur Rajay has no symptoms. She feels fine. Her husband, Jag Singh, had symptoms that threatened his life. He was hospitalized for 9 days. The doctors have taken to Twitter to talk about what they've learned. We spoke to the couple earlier today on Zoom. They were in separate rooms. And we asked Dr. Rajay to tell us why she's described the coronavirus as a challenge like no other.
We are used to seeing a lot of critical illness, and this, I was seeing it from the other end, more as a caregiver for my husband. And week one was fairly okay. We knew he was COVID positive. He had the fevers, but as things kept progressing, this is something which I have never seen before. And as I was taking care of him, knowing that I had access to the best medical care, knowing the knowledge base that I have, I found it extremely challenging to kind of monitor him. And to me, I wasn't sure how other people would ever be able to handle something like this. None of us has seen this before, and there's so much of an unknown out here.
What was it that you're seeing that made it so much more difficult than what you were used to?
You know, we keep talking about allowing a patient to sort of self-quarantine, have fluids, eat, and you're going to get better. And what I was seeing in the first week is continuous fevers, a weight loss of about close to 14 pounds, and impossible for him to sort of help himself. He needed me to go in there and give him food, water, make sure his fevers were okay. And, there's a sense of sort of helplessness as well as to when is this going to get better. And the severity of this was way out of anything that I have seen.
And Dr. Singh, how was it on your end? Obviously, there were severe symptoms. What were you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, I remember very little of it. Each day kind of rolled into the other. You know, but right at the onset, when I first developed the fever, accompanied by body aches, I almost knew for certain that this was quite different from the conventional flu and had a very high suspicion that this was COVID, which I think insisted on us getting tested and then me finding out within 48 hours that I was actually positive. At around day 10, I developed a severe cough and shortness of breath, and I think I was a little bit of out of sorts that Nupur had to actually call 911 to take me into the hospital and get admitted.
And what happened in the hospital?
So I got to the ER, and quickly I had a chest x-ray, and I had the opportunity of actually looking at my chest x-ray, and both the lungs were significantly infiltrated and had pneumonias. This prompted a CAT scan in the ER, and although they initially had thought that they would triage me to a regular COVID floor, the CT scan showed that the extent of lung involvement was pretty significant, and they redirected me to the intensive care unit. You know, the lungs are supposed to be black in color on a chest x-ray, and they were pretty white, whitish, indicating that there was infection in both the lungs and involving a large portion of both the lungs.
Were you frightened by seeing that?
I was. I was looking at it from the other side of the bed now, and I knew that it didn't look good. And then subsequently, when I was consented for intubation and a ventilator, it was a little disconcerting.
So what was actually done to you?
I was one of the few fortunate ones that my oxygen saturations remained fairly steady. Since I was stable, I was then moved to the COVID floor, where I stayed for almost, 8 days, because my fevers continued unabated for at least 7 of those 8 days before I started feeling better.
Dr. Rajay, during this time, as Dr. Singh's wife, were you more a doctor or caregiver? And how close could you actually get? Could you be with him in the hospital?
No. So, that's the other piece here. This is a very isolating disease as soon as he went into the ER. That was the last I saw him or of him for the next 9 days. A lot of times when I talked to my colleagues taking care of Jag, the answer was, you know, we have to wait and see. I had access to all his laboratory data, his imaging. I had not realized even at home how sick he was, because based on the blood work, he met every criteria of being really, really quite sick. The imaging was something I was totally not expecting that, and it completely blew me away when I saw the whiteout in the lungs.
Dr. Raji, you're coronavirus positive, but you have no symptoms at all.
You're absolutely right. I got tested a whole lot later. I only got tested after he went to the hospital. I am an oncologist myself, so I do take care of immunocompromised patients, and I will not go back to work until obviously I'm negative, and at least at MGH, we, you know, require two negative tests. Having said that, I think the point really here is you can be completely asymptomatic and still be COVID positive. And therefore, it's so important for all of us to consider ourselves as the potential vectors or carriers. And that's really the reason why social distancing, masking up, and staying home if possible are really, really critical until we can test more people. Most patients don't have access to testing the way Jag and I do.
Jag Singh, Dr. Singh, you have also tweeted out how important you think testing is, that that's going to be what stops the spread of the virus. At the same time, unless everybody is tested, what good is it? Because you see, your wife, if she were in the general population and not a physician, she probably wouldn't have been tested at all because she is symptom-free.
You're absolutely correct. I don't think we can change the trajectory of this disease. We might eliminate the surge, but I think the potential for second and third surges will continue to exist if we're not able to test everybody.
I just wonder, finally, if you can both say briefly what this experience has been like. With you, Dr. Rajay, being coronavirus positive, a physician and a caregiver, and with you, Dr. Singh, being coronavirus positive and a patient and a doctor.
For me as a caregiver, I think the most important thing is caregiving is a full-time job, and I never saw it that way being a physician myself. If the caregiver needs help, they need to reach out to your healthcare system and get the help you need.
Dr. Singh?
I would say do not underestimate the virulence of this disease, because being healthy is no guarantee of not being impacted by it. Just being the physician who is now a patient, I think the whole experience was really surreal. It is a completely different vantage point being on the other side of the bed. But I think the most important thing was that I had complete faith in my caregivers. And I think that helped a lot, knowing that I was at the best place getting the best treatment possible.
We're glad that you're doing better. Thank you both for speaking with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thanks. Thank you.
Dr. Nupur Rajay is director of the Center for Multiple Myeloma at Mass General Hospital, and her husband, Dr. Jag Singh, is a cardiologist at MGH. She has asymptomatic coronavirus. He got very ill and is recovering.